Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1, text 51551.
There will be no market taking place beside the Daniel O'Connell Monument in Limerick this Christmas, despite the idea being given the go-ahead. John Moran, Limerick Mayor, joins us on the line now to talk us through the reasons behind this cancellation. John, becoming the mayor who decided to cancel Christmas, this is what the Sir Humphreys would describe as a very brave move.
I tell you, this Dublin media are up in arms with Limerick today. I've been reading in the paper that Christmas is cancelled, and now I'm hearing it on the radio. I suppose the first important thing to say to all the kids of Limerick, and indeed the Midwest, is Christmas is not cancelled in Limerick. What we decided to do is not to have the actual market, the Christmas market we were planning up at the Crescent where Daniel O'Connell is. It was his birthday this year, so we thought it'd be a good idea to do that. But Christmas is very much on in Limerick. In fact, we'll be kicking off with our procession on the evening of the 22nd of November, and Christmas starts then, and we'll have the ice rink and a lot of the old favourites. So kids do not need to worry, and I'm reliably informed that Santa is still planning to come to all the houses in Limerick as well.
Plans were very advanced, though. You had given, or notice had been given, of road closures to make way for this market. Why did you feel it was necessary to take this move?
Yeah, so I think this is a complex issue that's been going on all year and maybe even last year. We decided last year that we wanted to improve Christmas every year during the mayoral term. We put extra budget across to that from the mayoral fund this year. And that was particularly to bring into play effectively what I would refer to as a Christmas trail, stacking over at our castle, running right up the civic spine of Limerick on O'Connell Street, and finishing up, as I said, at Daniel O'Connell at the Crescent. And then what happened was that to move from last year, we put in place a subcommittee of councillors, which has worked very well. They've worked with the officials to deliver in some ways the Christmas that's very similar to what we had last year. And I felt and kept looking for, you know, more detailed plans about what exactly and how the whole thing would be moving on and going to the fully integrated. And by the time we got there, it was sort of September, October, and I just felt it was just too late, which was kind of the conclusion of the previous year, to be sure that we could introduce a new concept into Limerick this year. So I took the view that it was better to keep that money rather than risk, you know, spending public money on something that.
And how much money has already been spent, John?
On the actual Christmas market, I would say very little. I mean, you probably only got the notices of the road closures, but all they did was a tender process, but that was done in August, September. The other tenders were done in March, so they were more.
You don't have a number basically at the moment, okay? But can I ask you? It's June 2024 that you were elected, so that's a year and 4 months that you've been in office. How long does it take to plan Christmas?
Well, I think that that's probably one of the enhancements that we've been talking about. So in February, when I was asked about what was going on with the decision, we started in February, essentially, trying to ask for a full year plan, because it's not just Christmas. Our team are very busy during Paddy's Day. They have to do Riverfest, etc. And what I really want to see is a sort of a rolling 12-month program so that every business in town, all the people in Limerick, know what's happening in the city 12 months out, and more importantly for businesses, where it's happening, because it's really important for businesses to be able to plan too, and the tourism sector, etc. So that's still not in place, and we're still working to try and get that from the team. And it's what I've referred to is if we need more resources for people to be able to do things like that, I think that's what we should be aiming for as the standard.
Are the mayor's office and the council moving in lockstep or in different directions on this?
I think on this, we're not moving in different directions, in the sense that once it became clear that the Christmas that should be delivered was that which had been tendered earlier in the year, we're working with the council. So that's why I said the ice rink,
you've said that, but my question is directed at the fact that you would not seem to have joined up government in Limerick. If the council on the one hand is saying there's going to be road closures, this Christmas market is going to go ahead, and you're saying on the other, no, it's not.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I delegated it over to the Director General when it became clear we were doing a scale back Christmas, to actually make sure, because I had a number of important trips coming up at that time, that he could just drive this.
So are you scapegoating them for failing to deliver this then?
No, it's not that at all. I mean, what we're still working through in Limerick is how do you actually get more delivery in an organisation because it has extra resources in terms of cash, but hasn't been given the ability to have more staff, you know, in terms of approval. So that's very difficult for the staff who produced an amazing Halloween just now. I mean, we had 500 people running up the same street I just talked about in fancy dress on Thursday night, and a lot of fun here. And so, you know, a lot of stuff is happening, but we've set our heights, you know, higher than with delivery the year before that. And that takes, so as I said, a working through the process. It takes, you know, understanding of everything. But I mean,
but you do seem to be not accepting any responsibility for not delivering at this late stage and passing that off to your director.
No, that's not what I'm saying, right? So what I'm saying is that what I have brought into Limerick this year, and they've been tendered and they're now working about 4 or 5 weeks ago, is extra help of people to set out so that when we have these projects, that there is a clear template to be filled out, that everybody, all the stakeholders, all the councillors, all the local stakeholders sign off on that project early enough that there are, you know, it can be delivered and delivered well using public money. And that's now running through the system. It's being rolled out across the system. There's a new new IT system that has been rolling out over the course of the year to capture all of these projects. And these are changes. I briefed all the council party leaders on this on Saturday to explain to them also the journey we're on. But look, this is still a new, you know, it's probably one of the most radical reforms of local government that's occurred in 100 years in the state. And I have to assume that in that kind of a situation we'll have teething problems.
But yeah, but you know, a Christmas market doesn't exactly seem like a radical innovation. There's plenty of other cities managed to pull it off and not have to cancel it in November.
And well, it wasn't cancelled in November. It was cancelled back in September and August, right, when we decided, or I thought that it wouldn't actually, you know, fit the bill of what we had expected. But that's, I think, the decisions we want political, you know, leaders to take. If they're not comfortable about something that has been planned, then have the courage to defer it to next year and, you know, get work on how to do it better. And that's what we're all in agreement to do. The issue about the tenuring of that market, I would have preferred to have seen it in March, but maybe there was something that needed to be explained on my side. But we all understood we were doing a Christmas market. But right now what I've asked the Director General and the staff is, as soon as they get the launch done today, let's start planning for next year, because we don't want to have any rumours as we started out this thing that there's any cancelling of Christmas. If anything, we're rolling up the dial or dialing it up in terms of delivering more for Christmas.
Limerick Mayor John Moran, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Today on RTE Radio 1.